Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island procrastination in the sunny slave South Pacific. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go frickin' nuts. What my job is, ladies and gentlemen, is just to interview and give a platform to the people who know what they're talking about. Doesn't necessarily mean I do, but they might do. And you may as well just listen. Because, hey, what have you got to lose, really, by listening to somebody telling their honest opinion and revealing some real, very important facts? Chaplain Lindsay Williams is my guest. Welcome back.
Vinny, it's a privilege to be with you today, and when I heard what I heard from my elite friend just a matter of days ago, the first thing I did was I said, I have to tell the world, and of course I contacted you and many others, and we went in studio, I did immediately, and put every bit of this on a brand new videotape series that we just came out with 1 week ago. It's entitled, New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. Now, these are new. These are things that I had never gotten myself before. I've told you where to go and find them. You can get this new DVD series if you wish. Our toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111. Or you can go on the web, if you wish, after the program today, to prophecyclub.com. prophecyclub.com or toll free 888-799-6111. And by the way, you'll hear American operator. You won't hear someone from the South Pacific or China, someone else answering the phone. You'll hear an American operator, 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com. New signs the elite have given me. Now, you can save yourself a lot of heartache, and I believe that there is time, I honestly do, with what I'm hearing, I honestly believe that there's time to see a turnaround. I don't think that the elite are going to accomplish what they want, merely because of what happened in this gun issue recently. It was driven home so much to me. And I got a number of emails, by the way, from my elite friend after this issue with guns. In stating, oh my goodness, how the American people are rising up, what they're doing about this, how they're taking action about it. And they took notice of that, and they realized that they have a problem on their hands. So, Vinny, at this point, I guess probably a good place to go would be to actually tell you what happened in Cyprus, as they explained it to me, which was very revealing to me, and then how they may try something similar to Cyprus in other countries of the world. So let me point out what happened in the Cyprus event here, if I may, because it's not what you saw on the news media at all. The reason for what happened in Cyprus recently, it was quite different than what you've been told. And when I was told what it was really all about, I was literally dumbfounded. Now, you know what happened in Cyprus. The banks closed. And they immediately announced that they were going to withdraw 9% from every account of anyone in Cyprus. Well, then the government finally had to back off from that because the people were rebelling so much. But what was the real reason for what happened in Cyprus? And here it is. I would have never known it if my elite friend had not told me privately. He said, Chaplain, the real reason for Cyprus was that Cyprus was a money laundering country for the super wealthy of certain countries. Let me name them for you. The super wealthy of Russia and a number of the super wealthy of Europe and a lot of drug lords and terrorist groups were laundering money through the country of Cyprus. Now, let me try to point out the different classifications of people so you can understand what my elite friend told me. Imagine, if you will, way up here at the top, the very top, above anything that you possibly can imagine, this is where the elite are. But there are many, many super wealthy people in the world who are not a part of the elite. Let me assure you of that. So way up here at the top are the elite, the New World Order crowd, just a few of them. I have a handful or two. Then down from that, you've got super wealthy people who aren't a part of that group, but they are super wealthy. And then you've got the wealthy, and then you've got the upper middle class. Well, there were super wealthy people and wealthy people in Russia and Europe and drug lords and terrorists who were laundering money through Cyprus, and the elite, please catch this, the elite way up here at the top had to wipe out their money. Please, I mean, this is so bizarre. When you see it, you'll understand. They had to wipe out the money that those people had. Suppose for a moment that you are a super wealthy Russian. You're not a part of the elite now, but you're super wealthy Russians, and there are many in Russia who have made it well. And let's say that you had $10 million in a Cyprus bank, and all of a sudden the bank closes, and you've lost everything that you've got in that bank. Now, keep in mind how it works in the United States of America. We have something called the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and anything $200,000 and less, if the bank closes, they say that they will give you that money back because the FDIC guarantees it. Anything over and above that, if that money is in the bank, you've lost it. Well, this is very similar in Cyprus. There was a certain amount, and up and above that amount, they lost it. So this super wealthy Russian that had $10 million that they were laundering through a Cyprus bank, he lost it overnight. Well, what's that Russian going to do now? He has a business back in Russia. He's got to continue the operation of his business, and he just lost $10 million. How is he going to continue to operate his business without the capital funding necessary to do it? What does he do? He, at this point, along with these other Europeans and drug lords and terrorists, are going to have to go and look for money somewhere else because they've just lost their nest egg. And when I was told this by my elite friend, I was literally dumbfounded. It was the little people who they were going to withdraw 9% from their accounts. That was nothing but a smoke screen. It really wasn't the issue at all. The real issue was that the elite wanted to wipe out much of the money of the super wealthy, and now that Russian is going to have to go and borrow, are you catching this, debt. That's right, debt. Going to have to go and borrow money from the elite's banks in order to be able to continue to maintain the operation of his business in Russia, or the European, or the terrorist, or the drug lord, whoever they may be. Now, it just lost that $10 million. In fact, I want to tell you how much my elite friend said that the super wealthy of the world lost in Cyprus. There was a loss of $10 billion in Cyprus of super wealthy people around the world who lost it, and this had been planned for months. This didn't just happen overnight. This was actually planned for months in advance, and then they pulled off the Cyprus affair. Now, I need to warn you. What happened in Cyprus, similar events to Cyprus are planned for other nations around the world. I didn't say the same event. They know not to go back in and say we're going to pull out 9%. They're not going to try that again. That stunt's over with. They know that the world is caught up with them in that. But similar events are planned in other nations of the world. Put it down beside your calendar. Watch it happen. I am very concerned, and Benny, you'll bear with me because I'm going to have to talk about down under where you live down there. I have actually heard them talk about the possibility of a similar event in New Zealand and Japan and maybe even Australia. I'm very concerned about Japan. Japan is in grave problems right now, and they'll probably take advantage of it. So watch out. If you've got money in the banks in those places, watch them pull off another similar event to Cyprus in other nations of the world. Now, I'll tell you what they're going to do in America. They're already discussing this behind closed doors, and so I'm trying my best to warn you before it happens. And if you don't take action, it's your own fault. Because, as you know, in 38 years that the elite have been giving me information, never one time have they ever told me anything that it didn't happen exactly like they said it. But if you know in advance and will take precautions There is no reason for you to have to suffer through this. In America, they are discussing, now I didn't say that they already have it planned, they are discussing right now that in the United States of America, please now, this folks, you got to catch this, in the United States of America, they are discussing the possibility of a Cyprus event similar by going into the retirement funds. I'm saying this slowly because you've got to catch it. They're going into the retirement funds and saying, oh, America's in such horrible condition. We've got such national debt. We have no choice. We've got to have some money. They are discussing the possibility of going into the retirement funds. These are both federal, state, as well as your IRAs, your 401ks, your retirement funds of corporations. They are right now discussing the possibilities of pulling off such an event whereby they will go to those retirement funds and say, folks, we don't have any choice. We've got to have some money. You've got to help us out. And we're just automatically going to take maybe 5%, 10%, 15, 20. I don't know what they're going to take out. But you cannot depend on those things. If there's any way you can get out, you've got to get out right now. Cash out any way you can. There are ways of cash of getting out of your IRAs and doing other things with your 401ks. I would highly recommend that you take some action with a financial consultant and do something about doing whatever is necessary, because they are already discussing the possibility of going into those funds and withdrawing money. And it's not a thing in this world you can do about it. You will have lost it. And I go back to the expression that has been said to me so many times in the past. If it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper that it's written on. If it's not a tangible, then it's in grave danger. The elite have long since gotten out of paper. In fact, I was on the phone with one. It was some while back. This hasn't just happened recently. But I was on the phone with one a while back. And the statement was, the question was asked me. He said, Chaplain, how much money do you have in your bank account? Well, I wasn't about to answer him that question over the telephone, not even to him, even though I know he's super wealthy. He noticed that I was hesitating and wouldn't answer his question. He said, well, let me rephrase that. He said, Chaplain, can you afford to lose the money that you have in that bank account? And I said, no, I positively can't. He said, then you'd better do something about it. The expression that I would try my best to drive home with you is, if it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper that it's written on. So they have said to me, Chaplain, we don't have anything in paper that we can't afford to lose. And I would say the same thing to you that my elite friend has said to me. If you can't afford to lose it, you don't want it in paper. You must have it in tangibles. Now, what can a tangible be? A tangible can be a spot of ground in the backyard where you can grow a garden. A tangible could be a paid-for roof over your head that there's not a mortgage on so that you can't lose it. A tangible could be gold and silver, yes. But a tangible can be many things, but it sure can't be paper. Because if it's on paper, even the elite have already gotten out of anything they can't lose. This is the way it was put to me. They've gotten out of anything, whether it be stocks, New York stock market, whether it be bonds, no matter what it may be. They said, Chaplain, if we can't afford to lose it, we've already gotten out. Most of them have gotten into gold and silver big time. I do not sell it myself. You couldn't get it from me if you tried. I'd love to have some myself also. But there's one thing that you need to take advantage of, and that is that the price is very, very low right now compared to what it's going to be. And the elite have gotten into it. Oh, they have bought literally everything they can buy. Of course, they can buy massive amounts while the price is low, because they know where it's going in the not-too-distant future. So basically, Cyprus was an example. It was a trial. It was something that they wanted to see if they could get by with it. And they did. It's all over with now. And they wiped out $10 billion from the super wealthy of the world, because they want to put them in debt, just like they want to put. The whole thing is about one thing: forced debt creation. And the words that they used to me when they were talking about Cyprus, these are the two words that I was amazed that they used. I'll give them to you just as they gave them to me. They said, disannul wealth. That was the exact words that was used. Disannul wealth. And that's what they did in Cyprus. They wiped out $10 billion. Now, if they can do the same thing in New Zealand and Japan, maybe Australia, and a number of other countries, do you realize that they are literally wiping out billions and billions of dollars from the wealthy in order to bring them into exactly what... Now, go back to those words of Vice President Joe Biden. He said, new financial institutions, updated global rules, a level playing field. They can't have anybody that's super wealthy except them. And they want every country, every state, every city in the condition of horrible debt, so that when they do finally decide to do what they want to do, they basically have the people of the world exactly where they want them, Benny. I'm sure you're thinking, I can almost imagine what you must be thinking as you're hearing some of these things that these people have said.
Well, you know, it occurs to me, it's quite funny, actually, because you were talking about how they might be thinking about pulling a Cyprus here in New Zealand, and the Prime Minister, John Key, who used to work for the Fed on Wall Street, said that, yeah, let's do a Cyprus. It'll be good for the economy.
Oh, he actually said that?
Yeah.
And this is your Prime Minister?
Drawing up the documents. The Finance Minister, Bill English, is drawing up the documents as we speak to pass a law that says that this is what we're going to do. We're going to basically salvage the economy by stealing all the money out of the only people in this country who know how to save. And so the only people that will be left will either be the super wealthy or those that are super in debt.
This is so... Benny, you telling me that made my day being on the program today. I heard them actually talking about the possibility of New Zealand being one of the next countries that they try a Cyprus event. And now you're telling me that your Prime Minister has already intimated the possibility this might happen.
Yep, they said that Cyprus would be was a great thing, and then it's worth trying it here. Okay, well, we're coming to break now. We'll be right back. Chaplain Lindsay Williams is my guest, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Back in a minute. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Chaplain Lindsay Williams. Welcome back.
Well, Benny, it is a joy to be with you. This amazes me. You know, I actually heard them talk about the possibility of New Zealand being one of the places where they might try this, another Cyprus event similar. What is the name of your Prime Minister down there?
John Key.
John
he worked on the
Case?
Key, like in a lock.
Oh, Key. This is great. I'm going to do some looking up on this. This is amazing that I heard it here right from them, and you didn't know I was going to give this on your program today. And then to hear that John Key actually says this is amazing. He must know something. I guarantee you he's pulled his money out before it happens.
He has. He's worth an estimated $50 million, Chaplain, and he's put all his money into blind trusts. He was one of the people who was instrumental in setting up the European bond and derivatives trade in early 2000, I believe. And then he came here in 2008, ran for Prime Minister completely out of nowhere, and won the election. Ever since then, the country's gotten into inordinate amounts of debt. You know, it's like, what else did you expect to happen with somebody who's an expert in derivatives, which is simply just made up debt?
Yeah, derivatives. And you remember that I was told back nearly 2 years ago, they said, Chaplain, if you want to know when it's going to happen, watch the derivative market. And they gave me three signs. And I gave that on your program, I think back many, many months ago, that they had said to me, we're going to use the derivative market as a method of bringing down all the currencies of the world at the same time when we get ready to do it. Now, they're not ready to do it yet. Let me keep on expressing this, because they've expressed it to me. They are not ready for the currencies of the world to collapse yet, because they don't have you in enough debt. And it's so interesting, Vinny, that you would say that this man out of the middle of nowhere, Mr. John Key, comes to New Zealand, and he gets the country in such massive debt. And this is exactly what they told me back nearly 2 years ago. They wanted to create massive debt in every country, every person, every city, every state. They wanted such massive debt that when they do finally decide to collapse the derivative market, not the New York stock market, not Wall Street, no. The derivative market is what they said that they will collapse when they get ready to bring about the demise of all of the currencies of the world. And Mr. John Key, you say, was involved in derivatives, and he came to New Zealand out of the middle of nowhere and all of a sudden put your country into debt. That's exactly what they're doing here in the United States of America, Benny.
It's the agenda. I mean, if you can't control a country militarily, just control them monetarily.
Yes. And this is the method whereby they will take over, is a monetary method of doing it. Someone called in on a radio show that I was on a number of weeks ago. Of course, I've had a number of people call and ask this question. They said, Chaplain, you lived with the elite of the world for a period of time. And I said, yes, I did. They said, you know them fairly well. I said, well, I know some of them until yet, 38 years later. They're retired now. And they said, Chaplain, why would the elite destroy their own country? Because I've made the statement many times that nearly every one of the elite that I knew back in those days, of course, I didn't know them all, but the few that I did know, nearly every one of them had a residence in the United States of America. They were American citizens, American citizenship. And they said, why would these elite destroy their own country? And my response to them was, you don't understand the elite's mindset. If you did, you would know that they are not destroying America. They're not destroying New Zealand. They aren't destroying Great Britain. They aren't destroying Canada. They're taking it over, not destroying it. Do you realize what they want to do? They want to put you into so much debt until your children are crying for food on the table and clothes on their back, and you need gasoline for the gas tank, and your currency has lost so much of its purchasing power, and they want to get you into such a condition that you will say, please, help us. Just get us out of the mess we're in. Give me gas for my gas tank. Give me food for my table. We'll give up our currency. We'll give up our constitution. We'll give up anything. Just get us out of the mess we're in. That's exactly where they want you. They are not destroying America. They're taking America over so that then they, under the auspices of the New World Order, can bring the world back out of the mess that it's in at that time under their direction, under their auspices, under their control. The name of the game is control. I've said it for 38 years since I lived with these people. And they want to bring the world out of the condition it's in under their control. This is all they want. So they're not really destroying anything. They're bringing everything and everybody under their control, their way. So, Vinny, that's exactly why Mr. John Key is putting New Zealand in such massive debt.
We hit the debt ceiling for the first time ever in the country's history. I believe it was something along the lines of $50 billion for only 4 million people. So he's got, like, what, 100 grand of debt per head? It's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's unpaybackable. If that's even a word.
Yeah. And the elite themselves, they have already long since taken care of their money. By the way, I doubt very seriously if there's anyone on your program that could afford to stash money away in the Caymans or in Dubai. But let me warn you, I have heard that both of those places are in grave danger. So if any of you out there are wealthy enough, I don't. But if any of you out there are wealthy enough that you have laundered money through either the Caymans or Dubai, watch out very much, because they may pull a stunt there like they did in Cyprus. And if they did, they could wipe out billions and billions of dollars in either one of those places. So many Americans have stashed their money away in Caymans and in the Belize and in Dubai. And if anybody has funds there, be very, very careful. You very well could lose massive amounts because those places are targeted possibly for the future. All of this is a method of massive, I'll use the exact words that they used to me this short of 2 years ago. They call it forced debt creation. And I produced an entire DVD series on that, just telling about how they were going to do it. Now, once again, for those of you who may have joined us just recently, my new DVD series that just came out 1 week ago is entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. When I heard what my elite friend said, when he told me where to go to actually read buzzwords, what they were telling that they were going to do, I went in studio and produced a 1 hour and 30 minute DVD series entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. It came out approximately a week ago. Our toll-free number, if you wish to call and get one, is 888-799-6111. Or you can go on the web after the program today. Please, don't turn off that dial because we've got a lot to talk about yet. I want to talk about why they took gold and silver where they did just recently. You can go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or if you want to have an American operator answer your phone call, you can go toll-free in America to 888-799-6111. New signs the elite have just given me. Benny, have you wondered why they did what they did to gold and silver prices just recently?
What do you mean, why they dipped so significantly?
Well, there were two reasons why they did it. I did not, oftentimes they'll tell me things in advance. They did not tell me in advance this time when they were going to start the spiral of gold and silver prices. I was told when it got to the bottom. It has already hit the bottom. It's going to start up from here. And it's going to go up. Gold will probably go to $3,000 an ounce. So all of you who bailed out when it got down to the bottom, you made a terrible mistake. They're going to take it back up again. Silver is going to go to probably $75 an ounce. And they did it for two reasons. They did it intentionally. Every bit of this was by manipulation and nothing more, nothing less. It was outright done intentionally. They plummeted gold prices and silver prices, and they did it for two reasons. Number one, they had hoped to frighten the little person out of gold and silver. Now, only 1% of the people in the United States of America own any gold or silver. Only 1%. I know that sounds drastic, and it is, because people just don't realize where the elite have their money. Secondly, less than 0.5% of the people in the United States of America own gold and silver minted by the United States Mint prior to 1933 and 34. Which, of course, is non-confiscatable. The elite, of course, have gotten into gold and silver, but they took the price of gold and silver, just plummeted it just recently, because, number one, they wanted to frighten the average person out of gold and silver. Well, just like when our president said after the Sandy Hook item that took place, he said, I'm going to do everything in my power to be able to put through some legislation about guns, and he became the greatest gun salesman that any president of the United States of America has ever been. Well, when they took gold prices and silver prices down just a matter of weeks ago, the same thing happened again. It backfired on them. You know, I am so glad when the elite lose. It's so neat to me to see them do something for one reason and the American people do it for another reason. The American people literally started going out and buying gold and silver to the point that if you go to a coin dealer today and ask to buy silver, he'll flat out right out tell you it'll be weeks before I can ever get it if I can get it at all. It's practically not available in America right now, silver minted by the United States Mint. And gold has gotten to the place that a number of gold dealers that I know, and I contact them, talk to them from time to time, and they've said, Chaplain, A person would just have to wait for weeks in order to be able to get an American Eagle. They said gold is very difficult to get right now. And at one time, I guess the mint had even stopped minting silver. So anyway, they plummeted the price of gold and silver, hoping to get everybody out of it they could. Secondly, they did it for a second reason. They knew when they got to the bottom. And it's up from the bottom now. And when it got to the very bottom, the elite bought for everything you're worth. Really. They bought so much that the average person couldn't get it from the United States Mint because they were buying it and they knew where the value was. Did you notice something else happened at the same time? Commodities had a sell-off at the same time that gold and silver did. Wheat, corn, and I want to give you the expression that my elite friend gave me about the time that was happening. He said, "Chaplain, this is the beginning of a crack." Those are the exact words he used to me on the telephone. He said, "This is the beginning of a crack." Well, they took commodities down at the same time. Copper went to a 52-week low at the same time that gold and silver hit its bottom. All of the global economy right now is very, very weak. Japan is in horrible trouble. You notice what Japan's doing with their currency. They're doing everything in their power to be able to weaken their currency so that other countries can buy from them. Russia, do you realize that 2 weeks ago, Russia, for the first time that I can ever remember in my life, Russia announced a stimulus. Russia, of all people. It was just after the Cyprus event, and of course, Russians had lost billions of dollars in Cyprus, and Russia actually announced a stimulus event. Worldwide economic weakness everywhere, and the comics is in trouble. Big trouble. Some people are even suggesting that the comics may be bankrupt and they just haven't announced it yet. So no silver was available for a period of time. Folks, you need to watch very carefully what's happening because it's getting to the point that the elite are pulling some strings. They are not. I'll go back and say it again. I've said a number of times during the program, and I don't like to keep saying things at the same time. But you need to realize the elite are not ready yet for a financial collapse. It is going to happen. And you must not go to sleep. Your currency is still worth enough that you can go and use it. Don't go in debt. Under no circumstances, go in debt for anything. If you can't afford to pay for it, don't buy it. But if there are things that you need to do for your family, your currency is still fairly strong. It's going to become weak rapidly before too long. Go and do what you need to do. I have made some very definite decisions in my household within the past 2 months' time. I've done some things that I would not have done 6 months ago. You've got to get into tangibles and get out of paper of every kind possible because the paper, if you have it, you are going to take a loss. Now, you will remember.
Go ahead, Ben. Because I would actually encourage people to invest in paper, toilet paper, because nothing is more valuable in an economic collapse situation. I can assure you.
You are great. I love that. There are a number of things I could suggest. There are things that men need. There are certain things that ladies need. And if you didn't have them, can you imagine what a mess your house would be in? And you're right. If it's ever a time that you need toilet paper, you're right, invest in paper. Invest in those things that you need. Let's think of some other things, Vinny, that people need to do right now.
How about you hold that thought, Chaplain, and we'll be right back after the break at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Chaplain Lindsay Williams from ProphecyClub.com is my very special guest. Only one more segment. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Out the door, just in time. Head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. Car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know
Welcome back to the final segment with the chaplain, Lindsay Williams. Now, you were going through a list of other things that you think people should invest in other than toilet paper investments.
Well, Benny, I'm fascinated by what you said. You are so bright. I put it in my notes. I'm going to use this on other shows when I'm talking about this. Invest in paper. And whenever I say that, of course, the audience will definitely know that I'm saying the exact opposite of what I've normally said. And then I will say toilet paper. Bennett, you just gave me one great statement. Thank you so very much. You helped to make my day today.
Well, enjoy.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you what Canada has done. Please, you still have those pencils and paper handy there. I want you to jot this down and actually go on the Internet and look this up for yourself also. Canada, just north of the United States of America, had just adopted the 2013 budget. And in their budget, on page, I'm even going to tell you where to find it now. You can go look for it yourself. This will amaze you. On page 144 and 145 in the Canadian budget for 2013 is called an Economic Action Plan for 2013. And the Canadians don't have the slightest idea. They are in just as much trouble as Cyprus. In this Economic Action Plan for 2013, which is actually described in detail on page 144 and 145, it states that the Canadian government has the right to go into the bank account of any bank account in the country of Canada, any person who has any amount of money deposited in a bank in Canada, in the case of, and I'm going to actually quote the words that they use, systematically important banks. Now, in America, we would say banks that they're too big to fail. In the Canadian budget, they said any banks that are systematically important banks, if they happen to fail and become insolvent, that the Canadian government has the right to go into the bank account of every bank account in the country of Canada and withdraw whatever they want, any amount, at will, and to see to it that that bank is bailed out. It is amazing, Benny, how countries around the world are putting their constituents, their people, the residents of that country, in jeopardy. Cyprus is just the first place that they tried such. And Canada already has it in law as of right now, Benny.
Can I ask as well, in your travels and your learning over the years, have you seen that the elite have no conscience and maybe the people who work for them also don't really have any idea what they're doing? They're simply serving evil and they might be unaware of it, like the bankers and the prime ministers and so on and so forth, have perhaps been duped into thinking that they're doing the right thing? Do you know anything like that?
The people who work for them, I don't think they really realize what they're doing. That I can say yes, because, see, there were so many people around me when I was at Prudhoe Bay, for instance, and was the chaplain for the elite. And many of the people had not the foggiest idea of what was going on. All they knew were that they were involved in a project of some kind. But the elite themselves, they know exactly what they're doing. And as far as conscience is concerned, I think they've long since lost it. It seems that they have no sense of anything but one thing, and that is control, control, control. Why would Hitler do what he did in the last war? Why would Mussolini do what he did? Why did Stalin do what he did in Russia? Why did Mao do what he did in China? The elite are basically on the same level, except instead of just going out and outright murdering people, they're doing it through austerity measures of every kind imaginable. They're doing it through a healthcare system which contains euthanasia. They've become a little more sophisticated in their methodology of what they're doing. But the elite know good and well what they're doing. I will say this, though, Benny. You see, the people that I knew back in those days, they're in their 70s and 80s now. And I'll admit to you, they are very concerned. They're concerned about what the younger elite are doing. And they are very concerned about their children. I've had the wife of one of the elite, whom I got to know through him, of course. Our families were close at one time. And she is so concerned about her children. She has written me many times and talked about her sons, her daughters, who now are out in the business world. Some of them are some of the oil company officials and so on. And she's very, very concerned about the pattern that's been set and what's happening. So the older elite are concerned about what the younger ones are doing. But yet, on the other hand, I think the pattern is pretty much set. Barring divine intervention, they will accomplish what they want to accomplish. But there again, I go back to what I said about halfway through the program, and that is, I honestly believe at this point that there is a possibility that because of the free spirit that has been evident in America since our founding, and because we are generations of free people over here, I think that there is a very good possibility that there is going to be a successful rebellion against the Antichrist in the United States of America. And this is one of the reasons I produced this latest DVD series that I just produced and came out last week, The New Signs That the Elite Have Given Me. I want you to be so informed that you will know a step ahead of what the elite are going to do. Just like your prime minister down there, Mr. John Key, he has told you probably what they're going to try to do in New Zealand. Now, those who take action right now can spare themselves. And those of you who will believe what my elite friend has told me, and please, get this DVD. It is not copywritten. Did you catch that? My new DVD series, The New Signs the Elite Have Given Me, it is not copywritten. You can put it on a DVD copy machine. Now, this is a DVD that you watch on your television set in your home. This is not a CD, it's a DVD. And you can copy this DVD. It has no copyright on it. And please copy it and give it to every friend and neighbor you possibly can, because if I can inform, and Benny, if you can inform, and other radio talk show hosts around the country can inform people enough, the elite don't have a chance. There's only a handful of them. There are millions of us. And if enough wake up, and they are, they're waking up in mass in the United States of America. I honestly believe that there is a possibility that there can be a concerted, I think that could be a concerted effort on the part of the American people that would literally scare the living daylights out of the elite to the point that they're either going to have to go much faster with what they're doing and bring it about immediately, or they're going to have to back off a little bit. So I think there is hope here in the United States of America. So please get this so that everyone will know what they're going to do, and then when you see approaching what they have said they're going to do, then you can take the action accordingly, Benny.
Okay. Now, I was also thinking about this, too, that having good friends around you, because it's so important, especially in this day and age, when you're learning about things that are, well, more or less, Chaplain, terrifying. The thing that you really need often is good friends around you to help you deal with the fact that you know all these really scary things, and there isn't a ridiculously large amount that you can do about it, and like no man can stop it on his own. But in terms of talk radio, it's such an effective medium. And in New Zealand, if you call up talk radio and you mention a politician while you're on air, exposing them, and so on and so forth, that politician has that transcript of that talk radio show sent to them for review. So if you ever want to get a message to a politician without having to send them a message, just call in to local talk radio and say the truth. It doesn't matter if the host turns out to be a scumbag who hangs up on you, because you will hijack, for a moment at least, their audience, and you can get the truth out using other people's apparatus. This is using the weapons of the enemy against them. They don't like talk radio, as far as I know, the elite, because it is so effective and instrumental at waking people up. Because when people are listening, they're really listening.
Okay. Well, I am so proud of the American Freedom Network, Benny, and what they're doing. They literally are waking up millions of people. And I'm always so glad to be on as a guest on any one of the shows on the American Freedom Network, because I know the number of people that you're reaching. I have kept very meticulous records over the many years that I've done radio talk shows since 38 years ago when I did my first one. And I will have those people who take calls for me out in the middle part of the country. And I'll ask them, how many people did you have call in today? And I can account it to the particular radio talk show that I happen to be on that day. And I know approximately how many listeners a network has. American Freedom Radio Network has a major amount of listeners. And there'll be a lot of people who will call in. And I can pretty much tell you approximately how many people you have on any given show as a result of this. Now, there's one other thing that I would urge people to do. I know we come.
We don't have time, Lindsay, unfortunately. We've got to go. All right. Well, we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Lindsay.